בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת וירא, תרי"ז ט"ז במרחשוון, דברי תורה תרי"ז שבי לעילוי נשמתו הטהורה, אב גדול הדור, תרי"ז רב שך, מרן רב אלעזר מנחם מן, בן עזריאל, תרי"ז רב שך סיירצה, יסטרי זה חזנישי סיירצה, ותרי"ז רב שך סיירצה, טוב דגדולים מבעם ישראל, פרם בני ברק, טוב, anyway, מכל מקום, עם פרשת וירא, we find, besides for the acts of chesed, throughout the parasha that Avraham Avinu does, and his midat rachmanut, look for Sodom va'amora, how much Avraham Avinu went out on a limb. You're thinking that he's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save a city of, you know, big, rishayim, disgusting people, rishayim, and he's negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save them. Why? Avraham Avinu, he had rachmanut. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved them, maybe they'll be chozer b'tshuva, chozer b'tshuva. Didn't work at the end. But look at his rachmanut, his chesed. That's when we say, B'nei Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov zezeh. Look at that rachmanut. Afilo reshaim, he was rachman. Now look at this. We know, the very last Mishnah in Shas, in Masechet Oketzin, what does it say over there? Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Lo matza Kadosh Baruch Hu keli, machzik to, machzik beracha, ela shalom. The greatest blessing, which is how the Birkat Kohanim comes to an end, is Shalom. Shalom is the key to everything. Birkat Kohanim ends with Shalom. The Tefillah ends with Shalom. Hakol Shalom. Why? Because if there's no Shalom, en klum. Yeah? En Shalom. Now, even so, there's a pasuk in the Navi. En Shalom amar Elohai l'Rishayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give peace to the Rishayim. But what? Peace is the greatest bracha. It incorporates all of the brachot of Birkat Kohanim. It gets condensed into Shalom. Zeh Abracha. You know, in last week's parasha, we find something very interesting. At that point, they had already been married for, you know, Avraham Avinu, the Midrash says he got married at 25 years old. Yeah? He was 75 when he left Haran, the whole thing in Mitzrayim. Let's say it was that year or year after, whatever it is. They're married for 50 years already. Hinena yada'ati ki isha yefat mare'at. Now I know how pretty you are. Look, just look at Avraham Avinu. Listen carefully. First of all, what happens? Rashi HaKadosh says, Al yedei ma'aseh bal yado. It's not like he tried or whatever. He quotes a midrash, Makara Shama. He saw he was crossing the river, and he saw babuah, he saw a reflection in the water. First time ever, he gazes at his wife's beauty. And the Gemara speaks about Sarah, oh, it's an unbelievably beautiful woman. First time he sees, what's the first thing he tells her? Look, first thing he tells her, wow, you're so pretty. First of all, look what he does. Look at the Ben Adam L'Chavero of Avraham Avinu. First thing, and then he gets into, you know, let's say you're my sister, Vizet. First thing, compliment. Wow, you're so pretty. It's interesting, like it took Avraham Avinu 50 years until he told his wife how pretty she was. But, but that's the first time he really saw her. And
that's the point of the first episode. Yeah. The second
Nechon.
What's his reasoning for not complimenting her the first 50 years?
But look at this. Look at the tzniut that they both had. Rashi HaKadosh says, look at the tremendous amount of modesty that Avraham Avinu and Sarai Menu acted. It's not like, and he never looked at her, and she never tried to flaunt it. She never tried to show him or whatever, and they were okay like that. We're talking about tremendous, this is like Malachi HaSharit. When was there ever a couple like that in history that it took them 50 years, the husband to see his wife and to gaze at her beauty? It's a tremendous thing. In this week's parasha,
and she was the most beautiful person ever.
It's nuts. Now listen to this. In this week's parasha, when the malachim come, they told him, "Aye Sarah ishtecha, vayomer hineva ovel." She says, "Where's Sarah?" And he says, "She's in the tent." Says Rashi HaKadosh on the spot. What do you think? Avraham Avinu is clueless. He doesn't know where his wife is. He knew where his wife was. They knew where his wife was. So why are they asking? Says Rashi HaKadosh. Listen to this. Yodaim ayu malachei asharet shesara imenu ba'oel hayta. Ela lehodi'o shetznu'ah hi. Kedei lechabevah al ba'ala. They wanted to make a point of what? Oh, where is she in the tent? Ooh, she's in the tent. Ez tznu'ot. Ez yofi. They wanted to do what? They wanted to endear Sarah to Avraham. Can I ask you a question? Avraham Avinu is 100 years old. She's 90. Okay, they barely kim'at ever look at each other. They're happily married. I mean, they had even though they had disagreements, we find them in the Torah, they did have disagreements, but they were certainly a very happily married couple. And yet the Malachim find it necessary to do what? How long were they? They just passed their 75th anniversary, and the Malachim come and what? And they have to say endearing things. Usually, when do you say endearing things? Yeah. Just married. Wow, you know, kalana ava chasuda, like the Gemara says, when they just get married. Wow, what a chatan! Like by a sheva brachot, they used to say in yeshiva, a sheva brachis is like a spedim. Yeah, when a person has sheva brachot, they say eulogies about the chatan v'kala. You know what I'm saying? They say he's so great and she's so wonderful and so. אבל זהו, אחרי שאפטר שבע ברכות, שנה ראשונה, נו יאללה, על מי מנוחות תינה עלני. 100 years old, 90 years old, the מלאכים come and say, הישרה אשתך. And then what? Later on, a few פסוקים later, it says, ותצחק שרה בקרבה למור, אחרי ולותי הייתה לי עדנה ואדוני זקן. Right, she laughed herself. She heard the news. She was a little bit, בוודאי she believed it, but she was incredulous about it. After so many years, v'adoni zaken. And then what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Avinu. And we learn from here, shemeshanin mipnei shalom. V'yomer Hashem el Avraham, lama ze shachakat sara lemor, lemor, ha'af umnam eled v'ani zakanti. Says the Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham a little bit different than what she said. She says, v'adoni zaken, my husband's too old. And when Hashem told it over to Avraham, she said, I'm too old. Why? Do you think, now, by the way, even if she said, and even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that my husband is old, he was old. And so was she. But he was old. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he was older. And it's not like it's anything wrong, whatever. It's a little bit surprising. You tell somebody, oh yeah, you're 100-year-old and 90-year-old are going to have children. It's a little weird. It's a little out of the ordinary. And she wouldn't have been wrong and he wouldn't have gotten upset. What do you see? That even at age 190, you have to be so careful. So careful, don't distort the Shalom Bayit for anything. Don't take anything for granted. You have to be so careful. By the way, the Chafetz Chaim, in Ilchot Lashon Hara, in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, he speaks extensively about what you can tell a husband, what you can tell a wife, what spouses can tell one another. Don't ever, no, they can handle it. They're married for so many years. Nobody's married for more years than Abraham and Sarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything he could not to jeopardize the Shalom Bayit. Look at that. 100 years old, 90 years old, you know? What didn't they experience already? Why? Because even for a second, if it would cause an ill feeling among the zug, among the couple, it's not worth it. Person should be so sensitive. Look, even with the utmost, Avraham Avinu Isha Chesed, you think he would have gotten upset at Sarah? You wouldn't get upset. He was the king of the world, Avraham Avinu. It's such unbelievable midot and chesed and rachmanut. But Hashem says we cannot risk even one ill feeling. And look, at any age, people, I'm talking to myself, at any age, sometimes marriages have a tendency, if for those who are married, for those who are not, you know, sometimes in the beginning, marriage is very exciting. Very exciting. Why? It's natural. Because it's fresh, it's new, there's love and infatuation and all these feelings. But sometimes, even in the best marriages, sometimes marriage gets a little stale. You know, it's, you know, just like, it gets like autopilot. Mr. Shalom, my autopilot. Look, Avraham Avinu, 50 years into marriage, him nenayadati, what a compliment. And the Malachim compliments Sarah, so that what? Wow, what a special wife. How important is it to keep the flame, the ahava, the achva, shalom, and it's especially spouses, because that's obviously the closest and most significant relationship that a person has in the world. But any relationship, don't take anything, yeah, he knows that I like him. You know, whether it's a parent to a child to a parent, Rebbe to Talmid to Rebbe, if it's an employee, no, he knows I respect him, he knows, no, not pitom. We take things for granted, don't take anything for granted. Say, wow, I'm so happy with the work you're doing. Doing such a great job. I'm so proud of you. Ez yofi. Compliments and words of encouragement, words of affirmation. It's so, so important. Look at Avot Ha'olam. Malachim mamash. And look at what the Malachim are doing, what Hashem is doing. You think these are little things? You think the Torah would have written it if it's a little thing? A compliment goes such a long way. You know what it means? You can make a woman's whole life with one compliment. Especially when it comes to, oy vavoy if the compliments come from somebody else besides for the husband. Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. Oy vavoy. The husband better make sure that the compliments are coming from him and not from other people. You understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, I'm sukan me'ov. The husband has to make sure all the time. B'Shabbat. Not only, oh, psh, it's wonderful. Get specific. I'm talking to myself. Specific. When we compliment the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, how come we don't say, open up the Siddur in the morning, Modeh milfanecha, Hashem, I love you, Zeh Shalom. Look at the, and then close the Siddur, Shalom, Lech La'avodah. Doesn't work like that. What's the Siddur? What's the Tefillah? Person should learn to compliment his wife like we compliment the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Open the Siddur. The whole, look at all the specifics and details and all Psukeh de Zimra, Hallelujah, Zeh, all sorts of different things. Kriyat Shema, Tefillah. The tefillah is very specific, huh? When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what, does Hashem know we love him? Vadai. And yet, he wants to hear it. Can you imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaveli tefillatan shel tzaddikim. And even non-tzaddikim, Hashem wants to hear it. If Hashem wants to hear it, you don't think a wife wants to hear it? You don't think a husband wants to hear it? It goes both ways. Psh, you work so hard for the family, and you're such a good husband, you're such a good father. Everybody needs it. Women more than men, nachon. Aval, mikol makom, also men, ma pitom. I'm not saying shlom bayit. I'm saying pshuto. Pshuto shel mikra. Psukim in parashat ha-shavua mamash. Look at the avot ha-kedoshim, imahot ha-kedoshot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intercedes. The malachim intercede. Because these things are so important and should never, ever be treated like, you know, something bezilzul. Look, a person has to treat it mamash, the mitzvah. A person before Shabbat tells his wife, no, either before Shabbat, on Shabbat, Shabbat Shemo, Eshet Chayil Mimitza. Even with all of the perushim that Eshet Chayil is for, for the Torah, Eshet Chayil is very much for the wife. Anybody who says that, don't get too yeshivish on me for the for Eshet Chayil not being for the wife. That's, you know what I'm saying? Even yeshivish people, my Rebbe, my Rebbein, Eshet Chayil, they always focus on their wives. Also, in addition to all the other pshatim, Bivadai Eshet Chayil, say thank you. Toda Rabba, unbelievable. What could be, how could you have a Shabbat without a wife? How could you have a family without an ima? How could you have such a thing? And the parents and the wife, varim amdim bin moshel olam. Don't take it for granted. It's a mitzvah like any other. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu made a point of doing it, if the malachim made a point of doing it, you better believe we have to do the same thing. Just remember, look at the Siddur. Look at the Siddur, how we praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's just an example. When we try to, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to do it. So the Chachamim had to kind of compile the Siddur and bring together all of the expressions of love and affection and praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Use the Siddur and the Tefillah as a baseline for how to talk to your wife. I love you sometimes is not enough. Just like in the Siddur, it doesn't say, I love you, Hashem, close the book. Elama, in him, you do, we should be, all the lishonot of praise and love. Talk like that. Make a sidur to the wife. I'm talking to myself. Kacha? Make a sidur kacha. Sidur. Start writing down the tefillot to the wife. I'm talking to myself. Did anybody ever do that? Like mamasha, a whole tefillah, a whole nosach. We take it for granted. You ever take a Kadosh Baruch Hu for granted? Sometimes people do. Yeah? Don't take Hashem for granted. Everything we have is from Him. This is the Rabbah time. Again, I said it a million times, I'm going to say it again. I'm talking to myself. I wish I could make a sidur to my wife. I wish everybody can make a sidur to their wives. Of all the lishonot of ahava ve'ahava shalom v'ra'ut, use the sidur as a baseline. No, it's too much. You know the famous joke. Somebody once, a wife once came to her husband and says, you know, you never tell me I love you. You never tell me you love me. Yeah, what did he say? He didn't say, I told you under the chuppah, right before the chuppah, I said, I love you. If anything ever changes, I'll let you know. That's until further notice. Kadosh Baruch Hu all the time, every day. Can you imagine you tell Kadosh Baruch Hu? You tell him once in a lifetime we say Kriyat Shema. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if that ever changes, if Ve'avta'et Hashem Elokecha ever changes, we'll let you know. Imagine Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, I'll let you breathe once. Oh, you take one breath. If that ever changes, if you ever, you know, afterwards, I'll let you know. Oh, Rabotai. Shabbat Shalom Baruch. Haskul Shem Rabot.
Shabbat Project Shalom.
Shabbat Project Shalom. Hello, Shalom Yasu. Shabbat Project is nice, but they shouldn't think it's the only Shabbat of the year.
Shabbat my Shabbat wife, you know what my wife said? He said every week is Shabbat project. Chalas.
Yeah.
Emet. It's a project, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, Shabbat is a project.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. Thank God.